Inspire FM presents Eyes on Israel with your host, the New Brunswick representative for the International Christian Embassy Jerusalem Canada team. Your Christian embassy established in Jerusalem since 1980. Suzanne Trites.
Hello. It's my privilege and honor to be a voice and advocate for Israel and the Jewish people. Stephen Mueller with Inspire FM. Glad to partner with you this week.
Glad to be here, Suzanne. Can you tell the listeners about this past week in Israel?
Well, the northern border with Lebanon continues to be an active war zone. One morning, for example, 20 alarms went off due to launches from Lebanon in about 35 communities, necessitating the tightening of home front command guidelines regarding workplaces, schools, gatherings, etc. One particular morning, Hezbollah fired rockets toward a community of more than 20,000 residents. Fortunately, they were intercepted while families, workers, and children were forced to abandon their daily routines and run for shelter. This is the reality Israelis continue to live with. This is Hezbollah's idea of a ceasefire.
Wow, we can't imagine living under such threat.
You're right, Stephen. We can't. Amazingly, the IDF thwarted a Hezbollah plan to blow up a strategic dam, a national infrastructure that supplies electricity and water to large parts of Lebanon. The collapse of the dam would have unleashed a massive flood wave, causing widespread flooding, severe damage to critical infrastructure, destruction of property, and putting the lives of countless civilians at risk. The IDF also launched an operation in southern Lebanon to dismantle terrorist infrastructure and eliminate terrorists, with the aim of removing direct threats to northern communities in the Galilee, and as part of ongoing efforts to strengthen operational control in that region. This past week, the IDF accomplished an amazing feat. The IDF, 26 years after withdrawal, took back possession of Beaufort Castle, a crusader castle in ruins located high on a rocky outcrop overlooking the hills in southern Lebanon. Of all the battlegrounds and outposts that the IDF have been involved in southern Lebanon, none carries such historical and significance as taking this castle back into Israeli hands.
That is definitely significant. Have there been any injuries this week?
Tragically, this has been another week of loss of life and injuries. 21-year-old IDF Staff Sergeant Michael Tukin was killed in a Hezbollah drone attack in southern Lebanon. The blast killed him and lightly wounded four other soldiers. In a separate drone attack, 30-year-old Captain and Dr. Ori Yosef Sylvester, an IDF medical officer, was killed and seven other troops wounded. In another tragedy, 20-year-old Staff Sergeant Adam Sarfadi was killed by a drone. The blast wounded another soldier seriously. This happened after the forces took control of the Beaufort Ridge. Prime Minister Netanyahu acknowledged that he fought with courage and heroism to defend Israel and its citizens. He said, quote, "I salute our heroic fighters who are currently deep in the field to protect the security of Israel and will continue to do so until the mission is complete," unquote. Behind every fallen soldier is a family forever changed, dreams left unfinished, and a sacrifice that must never be forgotten. May their memories be a blessing.
So very sad. More sorrow for families and communities this week. Is there anything happening in the south, Suzanne?
Yes, Israel continues to fight Hamas terrorists in Gaza. They struck and dismantled three Hamas weapon storage facilities, recovering explosive devices, assault and sniper rifles, and roughly 10 pickup trucks Hamas had readied for use against soldiers and Israeli civilians. They also destroyed another massive underground tunnel and eliminated a terrorist who took part in the abduction of four well-known hostages who were hiding in a bomb shelter during the October 7th massacre. In recent weeks, this terrorist advanced attack plans against IDF soldiers and Israeli civilians. As such, he posed an immediate threat to IDF troops operating near the Yellow Line. In Gush Etzion, a historically significant region located in the Judean Mountains, south of Jerusalem, a car ramming attack was carried out by a terrorist who accelerated toward a group of boys and girls near a roundabout. A 17-year-old girl was in serious condition with injuries to her limbs, and a 15-year-old girl in moderate condition with facial injuries. An IDF soldier present eliminated the terrorist and also provided emergency medical assistance to the 17-year-old, saving her life.
Wow, that is frightening. I hope those girls are recuperating well. Is there anything else, Suzanne, before you give us some key prayer points?
For the first time since the year 2000, Israeli civilians held a group prayer at Joseph's tomb in Shechem, Judea, and Samaria, the first such since the IDF abandoned the compound in October 2000 at the start of the Second Intifada, another historical event this week in the land of Israel. With that, let's focus on some strategic prayer points. Complete dismantling of Hezbollah and Hamas terrorist organizations in the north and south, protecting Israelis and IDF from missiles and drones. A permanent ceasefire and long-term peace agreement with Lebanon and Iran. Comfort for those who lost loved ones in the fight for peace in the Middle East and full recovery to those wounded. Freedom and liberty to those suffering under terrorist regimes. Canadians having courage to stand up against the rise of anti-Semitism and show support for Israel and the Jewish citizens here in Atlantic Canada and throughout our nation. And declare Psalm 30, especially verse 11, which indicates that God will turn their mourning into dancing and clothe them with gladness. Finally, please pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We continue to be commissioned by Deuteronomy 11:12 that says the eyes of the Lord God are always upon Israel. Since his eyes are on Israel, our eyes must be equally on Israel.
Thank you, Suzanne, for these important prayer points.
As usual, it's my pleasure, Stephen. And to our audience, we say thank you so much for your vital prayers over Israel, Iran, and the Middle East during this critical time. We say shalom. Peace be with you. Until next time.
This has been Eyes on Israel on Inspire FM with Suzanne Trites. To contact Suzanne, email suzanne@inspire.fm. And for more information on the ICEJ, visit the website at icej.ca.